Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. So this is that beautiful day full of red and white, full of hearts, full of love. I actually am waiting for Miss Trudy to get here so we can talk a little bit more about her feelings about Valentine's and why it's such an important day to so many, particularly women. But as soon as she gets here, we'll talk a little bit more about that. So for the time being, you guys are stuck with Scoop. So in addition to today being Valentine's Day, of course, today is Scoop Thursday, and we have so many things that are going on. This is a special week for us. It's the middle of Black History Month, so we've been celebrating our heritage and our history and going a little bit more into some of the things that are going on. So with regard to our 400 years, you know, we are coming up on a point where we'll be talking more about that. The African American Museum will be celebrating an event next Saturday. It is the annual Du Bois Day, and at that event, we'll be talking about 400 years. Part of the coalition will be there, and also we'll be awarding our Scoop Essay Awardees. So that's going to be an interesting event. It's very, very good. We did end up getting more than one essay. So most of the children who submitted an essay, well, actually all of them will receive something because we didn't receive exactly how many I wanted. But because those children or those students who did submit essays all took the initiative to do it, each of them will get something just because they tried. And then we'll be awarding at least two or three of the participants with an actual award. So I can't wait to talk about that a little bit more after it happens. Just to speak about Scoop a little bit, you know, this week was a good week for us. There are a lot of events. I actually had an opportunity to go to the annual, well, the inaugural daddy-daughter dance on Friday for Universal Institute Charter School, and that was great. I am somebody who's very fond of parents and children and fathers and daughters. And this event, actually, I was impressed. There were over 90 sets of dads and daughters there, and they were dancing and happy and singing and actually acknowledging the relationship between a father and a daughter. And this was their way of celebrating or bringing Valentine's in. So it just goes to show that Valentine's love is not just between a partner and their paramour, but it's also for children and families, and it's just the whole idea of love in general. And then, of course, Kenyatta Johnson had his seniors' Valentine's Day celebration, and I know that there are two or three events that are going on today with regard to seniors and Valentine's celebration. So I want to just give everybody a great thank you, because people are actually celebrating love and looking past all of the things that we go through every day in our communities, the deaths, the killings, and all of that, and just really, really acknowledging the value of loving and loving each other and celebrating each other. So that's really great. What else do we have here? Let's talk a little bit about Black History Month. So this year in Virginia, the African American Museum, the National Hall of Fame, they're inducting three new people into their Hall of Fame. So this year, believe it or not, you have Charles Drew, who I actually believe should have been in the museum. He's being inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. You also have Joseph Lee, and it's Joseph Lee. What was he? He was an inventor. He was a successful restaurant owner, and he created his machines to allow greater efficiency in the kitchen. So he made a lot of the fixtures that we have in our kitchen. And also you have Marshall Jones. Marshall Jones is actually one of those who's being inducted, who's still alive, thank God. And he's invented for using lasers and metals. So these three people are being inducted, and it's another example of how, unfortunately, we wait until February to acknowledge people. But these people should have been acknowledged. And, you know, there are some of our African-American inventors who things wouldn't be the way they were in this world if we didn't have African-American people here. So it's really good to acknowledge that. It's interesting being here by myself. I don't like this too much.
I enjoy it, but I do miss a crew.
I know. I don't have anybody to bust on. It's not cool.
You can make fun of me or Trudy if she's listening.
I know. I know. Hey, so Shelly Shell, one of my writers, she's being honored. So in when is it? In a couple of weeks, I think she's going to be honored by the founders. So that's going to be great. It's an event where they actually acknowledge people. Let me see what her award is going to be. I actually read this, but when you're talking at the last minute, it's kind of hard. So the annual Founders Gala is going to be on March the 16th at the American Jewish Museum in Philadelphia, and she is being given. What award is Shelly getting? I actually can't find it. She's being given an award for her excellence and her dedication to the community, of course. So that's one thing that's definitely coming. So I want to congratulate Shelly on her award and tell her that we are proud of her and we're glad that she's a part of Scoop. Another one of my writers, he wrote something so interesting. It's called Philly Love, and it kind of goes through 10 stages of how he feels about Philadelphia. It identifies some of the things that we all take for granted. It talked about his education in schools. It talked about being here and having Kenny Gamble and Huff and their music here and the impact that that has. It was so great because it kind of acknowledged a lot of things that we have and we don't have. And just comparing it to other states and other cities. So Miss Trudy's here and she's walking in with roses. Ain't she a trip? So we're going to have some fun in a minute because I'm kind of boring. I'm just going over some of the things that's in the paper since you weren't here. So we got straight down to business. But now that you're here, we can have some fun.
Okay. Okay. I need these.
Yes, you do. Okay. We have to plug those in.
Did you see the
can you hear?
The Emmys?
Can you hear?
I'm trying.
It started already.
I'm trying.
She's trying.
No. Okay. All right. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Am I on? Yeah, I can't hear anything yet. I can't hear anything. I didn't have more of a mic.
Okay. So to answer, no, I did not watch the Emmys.
Now I can hear you.
I didn't watch
them. And
the
Emmys. The Emmys were great.
They were? My daughter was quite upset because she missed them.
Sweetheart.
But she taped them, so I don't know if she watched them since. You know, after Sunday, I run. I run constantly. I know. I saw that. I run constantly, and because I run, I don't get to watch repeats.
Well, let me bring you up to date.
Yeah, bring me up to date.
Diana Ross looked gorgeous.
Did she? Well, she's gorgeous all the time.
Well, she looked gorgeous this time. I don't know about all the time, but she looked. Mm-hmm. Didn't you? Oh, you did. Did you look at it yet, honey?
No.
Oh, she looked gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was extremely entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone did something and they were at their best, of course, mm-hmm. and the crowd loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a very good show, better than the Grammys, really. To tell you the truth. So I enjoyed that.
Okay.
I'm sorry we're kind of
I see why
there.
You were kind of tardy. Yeah, I actually rode past that because I rode over Strawberry
from
Mansion
the time
Bridge.
We got on to uh-huh. all the way up. And then finally at the end, we saw where the truck had turned over.
Mm-hmm.
But then it cleared up.
Yeah, like, because nothing was going past the truck.
But I think that the traffic police or whoever I was in charge of things like that, could have done a better job. They could have directed some of that traffic off the expressway at both Girard.
You know what's interesting, though? Because I've lived here my entire life, and I've never seen an accident in that area.
There's one at Girard.
No, but there's never
Montgomery
but
Drive.
There's never been an accident in that location of where that truck, because I actually rode past that on the
it's
Strawberry
like the
Mansion Bridge.
No,
I know exactly where it was. I was on the Strawberry Mansion Bridge coming across Ridge Avenue way.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the accident, and I'm like, oh, my God, look at that. And I said, because I, of course, was on my phone.
Of course.
And I said to the person I was talking to, wow, I've never seen an accident there. And I've been here my entire life, and I've never seen an accident right there. The accident was actually at the split on the highway where you go to go Broad Street or you go to go 76 to go to the mall. But if you're on that overpass, you can actually look down and see it. And it looked horrible from where I was.
It looked horrible from us passing it, too. But I think the traffic police could do a better job by diverting traffic in some alternatives.
I'm sure they could, but what I was saying was, and not to defend them, but you know my husband is police and all of that. But I think that because of that area, you know, people handle things within their area. And I think that that's somewhere where things like that don't often happen. So they don't have the experience of dealing with those things. That's what I'm saying, because it doesn't happen often in that area. I've never seen anything on our side of the highway to that extent,
well,
that type of devastation.
Quite a bit, and I've seen stoppage. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean that was horrible there. I mean, I've seen one lane stoppage or something, but to see an entire truck overturned in
a
that
huge
section,
truck.
I've never seen that. So,
well, brother over there was trying to figure out what caused it, and he had pictures and all that kind of stuff.
I know. He showed me pictures.
I'm sorry we were
late.
You're
fine.
But it's good to see you, girl.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
What's happening? What's doing?
But first, happy Valentine's
Happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I know.
Right.
It's the day
do?
Of what's, love.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't think I'm doing much today. I'm exhausted.
Just remember to tell him
how
much
you
husband, love him.
I'm one of those people who say love you 50 times a day. I say it to everyone that I know, and before I hang up, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Oh,
so
that's
something that no one gets. Like,
and
no,
we love you too, baby.
There's no lacking of any of that
love
in my
you
home.
Too, Britt.
So everybody knows how much we love and appreciate each other, because we don't like we tell each other that all day, every day. But my husband actually bought me, because my daughter's birthday, she turned 13 this weekend. So on her birthday, which was on Sunday, he actually made us our Valentine's dinner. And I'm like, is this for Valentine's? Is this for my birthday? And he said it was for my birthday. So we had surf and turf. We had lobster and steak. Mm. And he brought chocolate-covered strawberries and all that Sunday.
Wow.
So I think that I'm getting more today, because he does that. He's that type of person. He will cook and celebrate us, you know, and try to spoil us, at least through food, which is the thing that I don't do much. So it's kind of
more
weird.
For him.
She
exactly.
looks like she doesn't do a lot of food. She got a beautiful shape.
It's the thing that I don't go crazy over. It's the one thing. It's like, what do you want to eat? I really don't care, because whatever it is, I'm not going to eat much of it. Right. But he did that. So I think that we'll probably do more of that today, I hope. Or I don't hope. I just want to go
home and
go to
sleep. So what did you do for him now that you figured out what he did for you and your daughter?
I haven't done anything.
Just love him, huh?
I haven't done anything.
Show up.
I haven't done anything.
Show up.
I haven't done anything. We'll take care of that at a later date. I've been sick for the past 3 weeks. I've been running on like pure like energy. I haven't really like built myself up yet. So when I'm exhausted, and will you tell everybody, Earl, what happened to me Monday?
You got a brand new office.
I
didn't even invite
she
me
moving
over
on
to
up.
Say it.
I completely goofed, world. Don't ever call Comcast and tell them you want to set up service in a new office unless you're there already. So
unless
I
you're
call,
ready to move.
Yes, I call Comcast and I set up the account thinking that I can take my time and move. And the guy said, I need to check your system, which means I need to take your modem and move it. And it was press night. And I'm like, you can't move my
that.
Modem. And he said, well, we can do something temporary. And then I was, no, let's just move. So Monday, at the drop of a dime, I moved my entire office from one section to the other. In the same building. But before 9 o'clock that night, I was set up. My systems was set up. My office was already
really?
Organized.
You could have told me, brother.
Everything was set back up. I was able to work.
Oh,
and things
nice.
Went
that's
smoothly.
Good.
So I have now moved to my new office, which Earl says is beautiful. I'm so overly concerned about paying for the office that I haven't been able to appreciate the office because my stomach hurts at the thought that now I have more rent
so folks
to
can
pay.
Come by and see you.
Yes, I'm actually going to have an event probably in the next 3 or 4 weeks. I'm going to have like an opening or something. So.
Oh, that would be nice. That would be nice.
Yeah, but Scoop has new digs. So, and we got new bills to go with it. So we need to sell ads.
You can have a rent party.
A rent party. That's what they do in New York, you know. Have rent parties.
Yeah, I would have to do that every month.
Fish fry?
No, I just need to.
No, they don't serve you food
just,
in New York.
I just
they serve
need,
you liquor.
I just need to get ads.
They don't serve you food.
I just need to get ads. That's all. That's all I need to do.
We'll have an ad party.
I just need to get people to support the paper so the paper can pay
that's
for itself.
Well, it's coming along. I think it's doing beautifully.
Hey, you can see because they're in the hallway. So this is the Black History Edition. This is so awesome, people, because this time I went out and we've been expanding our reach a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we have people who have written from New York. We have columns coming from New Orleans. We have stuff from D.C. We have people who are sharing information with
international
now. Everywhere. Well, it's a USA paper, so it's always supposed to have been that way. Mm-hmm. But now we're actually making those connections. Thank you, Jesus. And making this what it should be. So hopefully things are turning for us, and we get to get some of the recognition and also give people some recognition mm-hmm. across the board for what it is that they're doing in their communities.
Love it. Love
and
it.
I talked to a young man last night, and I actually said to him, we were talking about the media and its impact, the African-American media, and how it's dwindling down and how we need to work toward bringing it back and making people see the value of it. And, you know, the idea is that in history and back in the day, the media was a source for Black people, African American people,
a lot of those
to communicate and keep things going.
A lot of those outlets have disappeared, mm-hmm. so we hope to get them back.
Yeah, and to keep things going. Yeah, so
in doing that
and trying to keep it going, though, you know, one of the things we need to learn to value again is our ability to communicate
and
across the boards.
Yeah,
you know, in different states and different areas, and just valuing the fact that we can share
information. If we don't build that, we won't have a connection, and
yeah.
we won't know what everybody's doing across the country.
And
we have to do that ourselves.
And that's part of our problem.
Yeah.
It's because we're losing those connections, and people actually don't share information. And something that happens in Washington State, not D.C., because D.C. is kind of close. We can keep up with that. But Washington State, and we don't even know. Because no one's making those connections and we're not sharing information. So it's very important that we actually try to work with that and as people in period. So we have to exercise our voice.
And our connections.
And our connections.
Yeah, we have to do it. Through the Black organizations,
mm-hmm.
like the sororities and fraternities.
Definitely, definitely.
Because those are connecting organizations. And so you've got to get in touch with us and let us know what's going
people,
on.
So many people are interested and really have information they want to share.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on? You pointed to me.
Commercial.
Yeah. Hallelujah. What am I supposed to do? Are we taking a break?
She is dancing a jig.
Wait. Are we coming right back?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step, a developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated.
The library.
On Jones House.
The bus stop.
And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
So people, let me tell you, we're not going to talk much about this because there's a lot more going on, but I am looking at a beautiful picture of this lady right here.
Oh, this, where did you get that?
So
it was yesterday.
Yes, she has on this pretty red sweater and she is like smiling from ear to ear. So Miss Trudy is actually, she's like passing me on a popularity contest. Like she's getting back out there.
She's
living up to her time, boy. She got people interviewing her for books and stuff.
I had two interviews yesterday.
To her. And see, and she's like smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah, I got a haircut.
Uh-oh.
You can't see that on that picture, can you?
Yes.
It's cute. It's really good.
Like
it's a good picture.
Well, I hope everyone likes it. But I have just looked at the lead paper, the lead issue. And you have Daddies and Daughters Dance.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been a
it was so something. Beautiful. And what happened, it was Friday evening. And, of course, I got there late because we know I get to places late, particularly on Friday, because I had to come back from Delaware to make it to this event. So by the time I got back from Delaware, I stopped at this event, which was the seniors event with Kenyatta Johnson, which was also nice.
You got to hear some of your
oldies and do a little stepping. So I stood by and watched that and felt good because it reminded me of my time with my dad. And then I ran over to the father-daughter dance, which was amazing.
It reminds me of the old-fashioned cotillions.
Mm-hmm.
When the fathers used to take their daughters and introduce them to womanhood.
Mm-hmm. But you know
and
what?
They used to have beautiful. Bringing Sunshine here up to date because he doesn't know much about those things.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a time when fathers used to take their daughters, introduce them to womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
And your 13-year-old would be one
would
of those.
Would be a candidate for something like that.
And they don't have those anymore. And they
but
were
what's
very
interesting
popular
is that
they're,
it seems like they're bringing things like that back. There were maybe across the city, maybe 5 or 6 different father-daughter dances over the past weekend.
I didn't know that. That's great.
Well, and I only know of, I was invited to one or two, but I went to this one. But there were several different events catered toward establishing that relationship, father-daughter relationship, and really, really capturing the essence of what a dad means to a girl.
Oh, that's so
so,
nice.
So and it was so
Who
awesome.
Sponsored it, do you know?
This was sponsored by Universal Institute, Kenny Gamble School.
Okay.
So,
they've been doing a
lot
of things.
Yeah, and it
too.
Was awesome. It was
they have courses there to teach the young men how to act when they go out.
So
table
they've been
manners,
doing
everything, restaurant manners, how to dance with a girl.
So
holding,
this,
you know, two people dancing, not just doing your
so
own
this
thing.
So this is part of that
That's
that
great.
Program. And it was great. I mean, there were they said it was at least 90 families there.
Wow.
Fathers and daughters.
That's
it's beautiful.
I would like to know. So if you do another one, let me know.
I definitely will. Yeah. So we can go to, it was great. It was great. The energy in the room, if you walk into a situation like that and you get to see that, the energy is just something, it's so magical, you can't not enjoy it or be happy just to be a part of it.
And to so see these young men, see these men so proud of their
I literally
daughters.
Did what I do when I get excited. I stood in the middle of the floor and just looked around. Seriously, I get so excited. I just stand there and I'm standing there taking pictures, of course, and just acknowledging the fact that this was so powerful.
So that's something you folks out there could let us know about.
Definitely.
Because sometimes we don't get the message. So
a lot of times we don't get the messages.
That's what you're talking about
all of the time.
That we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm. It's just sharing information and making sure. If you want people to be able to acknowledge what it is that you're doing or even to participate, you have to let them know.
We have to know. Yes.
You can't have a closed door and expect people to participate.
We need your information.
Mm-hmm. So this was great. And my front page, of course, I try to be as creative as I possibly can, but I actually had the group picture and then I had some of the pictures
you
of the,
see some of these little children.
Mm-hmm,
that
the beautiful done. Pictures of the fathers with their daughters. So that was great to be able to do that and at least acknowledge them and the fact that they went to the extents to do this. They had a crowning portion where the parents, the fathers, were allowed to crown their daughters.
Oh,
it was so beautiful. It was just beautiful to see these little girls walking around and then walk up to their dad and get their crowns.
Oh, that's great.
And it you know, part of the problem with women or our problems are a lot of us because we have broken families is that we lack that father relationship and we look for that, you know, and that's what ends up happening with a lot of relationships is you're looking for that father figure and you end up looking and sometimes, unfortunately, a lot of times end up with the wrong type of people because they kind of emulate what you think you're looking for. So to have that relationship and to really learn what a man's love is and what it means is something that's invaluable. And
it reminds us that all children can help, can do things by having both family.
No, I mean, definitely. Both parents. It's so funny. I said to my daughter the other day, we were driving home, and it was amazing. I said to her, like, I own you. I own you. Actually, we were just leaving here. I'm like, I own you. You're mine. She's, you don't own me. She says, I have two parents, a mother and a father, and they're not and they're not divorced. I was like, what?
Where did that come from, huh?
And they're not divorced. I was like, oh, they're not divorced, huh? Yeah. Okay. All right, go ask your dad who takes care of you then. How's about that? How's about that? Oh, it was so funny, though, but to see that somebody who's now 13 has that type of response and that type of outlook, you know, it just makes...
And respect it for makes you parents.
It makes you understand my sacrifices and how important it is that we stay married. It's like we gotta stay married, boy.
Well, it helps. It helps. The children need both parents.
This kid has to have a two-parent home. What will I do if she doesn't? I looked at her. I was like, really? I have two parents, and they're not divorced. Who says that to their mother?
She did. And so she understands what it means to have them, both of you, mm-hmm. around. And
yeah, but that's love.
Who does she run to when she has a problem, though?
Oh, I'm the boss.
Oh, you're the boss.
You already knew the answer to that.
I'm the boss. That's why I couldn't understand why she would say that to me. I was really stuck.
That's the whole point.
I was like, what the heck?
All of a sudden, you got two parents now.
So I looked at Valentine's Day because I have this thing. I always wonder why things happen. So this, you know, Valentine's Day is actually a Catholic, a holiday because mm-hmm. of the saints. A lot of people don't know that. People just know that we get chocolates and diamonds and candy.
And fur coat.
All of those things.
BMWs.
So are we done? Really? You know, I'm really not liking you. On Valentine's Day. How's about that?
We love you, darling.
That was a quick text. Okay.
Yeah, so everyone, happy Valentine's Day from Scoop and Trudy. We definitely do.
And we're glad to be here, honey.